They are maybe young.
They've been replacing the talk about their husband.
They are maybe young.
Okay. Five. Lamed Adar Rishon, first day of the Shchodesh Adar base, Thursday the 7th of March, all three together. Rabbi Zev Dunner, touching a Megillah during a meal, the clap of a Megillah, and also Machazis HaShekel.
Morning, good chodesh. Mi shenichnas ador marbim besimcho. Someone said, this year it's an Iber Yor. We get extra another month of happiness. We have 60 days of happiness. So any atzvus, any sadness is bottle b'shishi.
Very good.
Start the day in Torah way. This is Marbim Besimcho. Reb David Porvarsky, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ponovich, Eicher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroche, he used to say, Marbim Besimcho is Simcha Satoiro. The real Simcha, how do we come to the real Simcha? The only way to come to the real Simcha is Simcha Satoiro. I believe I have no suffix that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking out Pamalio Shel Malo and tells them, Chazu Chazu Bonai Chavivai, look my sweet children of Goldes Gwin, coming every morning and starting the day in Torah way. This shows of Avas HaTorah Amiti. Because usually a person likes to start the day with something that he likes. If we start the day with Torah, it shows that this is the most important and most thing that the person likes. This is a major Kiddush Hashem. This is a real Marbim Besimcho. Before I'm going to start to swim with you or to walk with you in a few Aloche Lemaise, Anoigim Lemaise, Layomim Aboim Oleinu Letoivo, I would like to share with you a little piece of a Sforno. This is the first Sforno in our Parashas Pkudei. But before it, I will makdim a moiradik word from Rebbe Arleib Shteiman, Moron Oisha Yeshiva Rebbe Arleib Shteiman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroch. It's a beautiful word. Ve'ato tetzavez bnei Yisroel ve'ikhu eilecho shemen zay zoch kosis lamoir. Says Rashi, what means kosis lamoir? That we should take the olives and squash them. And every one of us know that when we take the olives and squash, always the first drop, it's the cleanest. It's clean. The second drop is less clean. Says the Torah, kosis, the first drop, shall go lamoir to the menoywe. The second drop is less clean. This can go to the menoches, to the korbones. And I'm sure all of you had the question, why is it? Why the Torah was metzave shemen zay zoch? The clean drop, this should go to the menoywe. And the second drop, the less clean, this can go to the menoches. We know in the Beis HaMikdosh, one of the most important things in the Beis HaMikdosh was the korbones. So how come for the korbones we don't have to do a clean drop, says Rebbe Arleib Shteiman, Zicher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroche, a beautiful word. This word was $1 million. He says, we know that the Yesod of Klal Yisroel is Torah. Without Torah, we can't survive. The only way we can survive in the world, in this world, is the Torah, what keeps us going, saves us from all the going. The Yesod must be clean. The Yesod must be straight. We know Akoloi Lechacha Yesod. We'll take an example. Every one of us heard about the Twin Towers in America, Zecher Tzadikim V'Kdoishim Livroche. The big Twin Towers. I don't know how many floors was there, maybe 100 floors, maybe more. I'm sure that the one who built these buildings built it when in the beginning that they are mudim. The yesoides of the building was so strong and thief, because the only way to make such a big building, it's only if the yesoid is strong and thief down. The more the yesoid is strong and thief, the more after it's the emshech, the building can be strong and higher. Because can you imagine the twin towers should be crooked? If the yesoid will be crooked, all the building will be crooked, and someone will come to make kiddush, will they have a problem of revis. Anyway, says the Goyen Mivilne, when we build a shul or a yeshiva, if every stone we would build bekdusha ubetayre, the builders will build bekdusha ubetayre, will be not shayach that someone who comes to daven there after it will daven beloy chavone. Wow. Why is it? Because the yesoid was bekdusha ubetayre, so all the emshech of the building is bekdusha ubetayre, this mashpia on everybody who comes to daven there. Says the Sforno in our parsha, the first Sforno in our parsha, Parsha Sfkudei. He asks a famous question. Why the both Botei Mikdoshois, Beis Mikdosh Rishon, the first one and the second one, got destroyed? And the Mishkon didn't get destroyed. The Mishkon says, Nignaz Leolom. They buried it, they kept it, for when Nimirtz Hashem will Zeicha very soon. What's the difference? Says the first Sforno in our parsha. Because the Beis HaMikdosh, who built the Beis HaMikdosh? Shloimeh HaMelech, of course. But he had helpers, the Goyim, he had helpers of Goyim to build with him. The Yesoid wasn't Mikdusha Ubetayre, he didn't exist. The Mishkon, who built the Mishkon? Bezalel, Isomo, Gdoile Ador built the building, the Mishkon. This why when the Yesoid is Mikdusha Ubetayre, all the Emshech of the building can be exist forever. And when we start the day in Torah way, the Yesoid of the day, you start the day with Torah. We start the months with Torah. Akol oy lechacha ha-Yesoid. If we start the day, Mikdusha ubetayre with Torah, all the day is different, completely. When I go around the world, to all sorts of places, I had a Kabbalah, of course, from now on, of course, after I see you coming with Azagi Shmak, to start the day, it's completely a different day. I don't have to tell you how much siyata dishmaye, because everything goes after the yesoid. So thank you very much for giving me the schus to come here to start with you the happiness months of Ador, Marbim Besimcho. Ador is Rosh Teves, Aleph Dor, Hashem Echod Dor with us, is coming to live with us. Through the Torah we can come near to him. Now we're going to try together to swim a bit, with a few nice aloha lemaise who came who noigea mamesh leyomim aboim oleinu letoivo. And please try help me with a few nice shailas that came up. Maise sheoyo kachoyo. We know that now is a time of Ador Purim. Everyone is happy. Everyone is starting to write now the Megillas, the Soifrim. Everyone knows that whoever wants to become a Soifer wants. The first thing they try to write is Megillas Esther. Because Megillas Esther is no shame, a shame inside the Megillah. So if it's any problem inside, it's not. Usually you can't stop in the middle, loads of shyness. They start with Megillas Esther. So now, was someone who wrote it, a Sofer who started, wrote it, the Megillas Esther. He came to the Rav to show him after he finished the Megillas Esther, to show him, what do you say on my Megillah, the first Megillah? And the Rav looks on it, psh, beautiful, stunning, clear ksav, beautiful, this is at least $2,500, beautiful Megillah. Very good. And he gives him a blessing, you should be matzliach in everything you do and continue writing Megillas and Sifrei Torah. And he says, thank you very much, Rav, all the best. He walks out the house, and then the Rav tells himself, oi! I have a very difficult shaila now. What can be the shaila that came out to the Rav Rabbi Yisrael? The shaila is like this. The Rav Zev Sofek is now in the middle of the mill, in the middle of the Saude. He sits and eats lunch with his wife. And in the middle of the seuda, he touched the Megillah. Does he have to wash the hands again if he wants to continue eating? Does he have to say a broche again al netilas yodayim? Let's see a moiradik and an interesting aloche that brings down the Shulchan Aruch Chelek Beis in Chelek Or HaChaim, Simen Kuf Samich Daled, Seif Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mi she'oimed be'seude, someone who stands in a seude, ve'nizgar she'noga be'shoik ve'yorech, u'mekoimois ha'mechusim bo'odom. In the middle of the meal, he sits and eats, and he touches u'mekoimois ha'mechusim. Oy she'chichech be'roi she'vechol kayoitze bo'i, u'mekoimois ha'mtunofim she'yesh lo'em min mulei ze'yo. All these places where we're not allowed to touch in the middle of the meal. Tzorich lachzoir ve'litoil yodov v'yevorech al netilas yodayim. This is a aloche. One second, we'll come to the Mishneh Berurah. But the Ramo is not fighting on it. The Ramo is agreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. Someone who is in the middle of the meal, sits and eats lunch, breakfast, supper, and he touches in Mekoyim Esa Mechusim, where he's not allowed, he has to go on again to wash with the Broche al Netilas Yodayim. Comes the Mishneh Berurah and says, V'rashal choylek, the Maharshal is choylek, v'svir alei, the ain't sorich levorech machmas negiosoi beemtza seude bezeyo, no? He doesn't have to wash the hands. And he brings a ganze machloikes de Mishneh Berurah. What is maskim? What is masik? What the Mishneh Berurah tells us aloche lemaise? Ve'ine yesh arbe deyois ba'achroinim if mishlinoig lemaise kemoisoi, what to do? Ve'ayen bebiur aloche sheichranu, he was machriat. Our poisek Mishneh Berurah. The be'oso tzrocho voishenoga be'mokoi metun of mamesh, oishoolach ve'iflig, צורך לטילס יודיים בברוכה. אבל, אם נוגע במקוים איסה מחוסים, וכולי, צורך נטילס יודיים כדין, אבל לא יבורך. This is more radical. I don't know how many people know this Mishneh Berurah. Says the Mishneh Berurah, הלוכה למעשה. Someone who goes out in the middle of the meal to be excused for long, he needs to wash the hands again, and with the ברוכה על נטילס יודיים again. But someone who touched in the middle of this meal, b'mekoyim oisa mechusim, he doesn't have to say a broche again, it's a kule, but to wash the hands kedin, with a keili. As he is of the Mishneh Berurah. Boi redi kezach. Asher yotza first, or after, yeah, whatever, yeah, asher yotza first, we can say, asher netila sudaim, and then, he washes the hands, says asher yotza, someone who goes after, let's say, makes kiddush. Now he needs to wash the hands. What he says first? It's a ganze machloikes, of Nisim always says, to say al netila sudaim, and then asher yotza. It's machloikes of poiskim.
One netila,
you say al netila sudaim, and after it's asher yotza. Let's go to our shayla.
It doesn't have to eat.
No, but for to continue eating, if you want to eat another kabeitze, to continue eating another kabeitze, it's only if you wash the hands and say a broche. But this when you touch in the middle of the meal. If you touch in the middle of the meal in the places mekoyim esa mechusim, you wash the hands, but you don't say a broche. If you go to be excused for a long time, then with a broche of netilas yodayim again, nafkemine can be. Someone in the middle of the meal goes and changes a nappy of his child. A nappy of his child, he has to go and say a broche again. Das ist Mishneh Berurah. With a broche. Stam, if someone touches in the middle of the meal in places, so he washes the hands without a broche. But if you come to change a nappy of someone, of a little kid, with a broche again.
The mother,
whoever changed. Yeah, not the boy. The boy doesn't have to say a broche. Not the baby. Says, the Gemara in Shabbos Yudalet says, we know our days we don't have Trume. We hope very soon we'll come back again. Trume was Kodesh. The Trume, because it was Kodesh, was Shaykh to the Koyen, so they used to hide the Trume in the, we together with the Sforim says, together with Arona Kodesh, to keep it Kodesh, the Trume, they used to keep it, to hide it, in a place to save it that shouldn't get Tume, they used to hide it with the Sefer Torah, with the Nevi'im in these days. What was? We know the mouse, how we say mouse, the Achborim, ועכבור הם המאוס, יהיה? הם מייס? הם מייס. היי מאוס, היי מייס, whatever. כמה מייס, כן. used to smell a delicious piece of cake with strawberry. So he used to go next to the Aron Kodesh or whatever, wherever he put it. And he used to come to eat it. The piece of cake. And of course, after he finished to eat, so Migoy de Zohir enough she Zohir Nami le Chavre, and he made sure to eat the Sforim also. To eat some of the Sforim. Chazal was Goizer from then on, Tume on the Yodayim, that every time you touch a Sefer, even touch, besides the Sefer is Tume, as a Tume, if you touch a Sefer, every time you touch, you have to wash your hands. From then on, they separate and they stop to put this, the Tume in these places. Shouldn't have a problem of the mouse is coming and this. Let's go back to our Aloche, to our Shaile. In the middle of the meal, comes the Sofer to the Rav, he should check his Megillah. And he checks the Megillah, oi, I'm in the middle of the meal. I just touched now the Megillah, the cloth. Do I have to make a broche again to wash the hands with a broche or not? What's the aloche? Brings the biur aloche chaye yodom. Kosa v'chaye yodom. Anoigeya beemtza suudosoi besifel toire oi betfilin oi beretsuois oi bemegile min amegilois anichtovim ala klaf kedin tzorich lito il yodov shari kol eilu metami mesayodai. Someone who touches in the middle of the meal a megile sefer toire novi or any megile in the middle of the meal, he has to wash his hands. With a broche or without the broche? Says the Chaye Odom, Ach keivon shelo imotzosi din ze ba poiskim, ito il yodo velo yevorech. I didn't find in the poiskim someone who says that if in the middle of the meal you're touching a megillah, you have to wash. So please, wash your hands, don't say a broche. The Chaye Odom tells us, the behemes mitzad esvore, should be that we should wash the hands with a broche. But because I didn't find it in the poiskim, so should be, should, we should wash the hands. We know the stipler used to say that till the Mishneh Brura came, all our psak was like the Chayodom. Till the Milchome, we was used to pass it like the Chayodom. So come to the Chayodom, we should do a broche really, by at least to wash the hands. Comes the Mishneh Brura and says, no, no. We didn't find such a thing in no poiskim. Mimele, you don't have to wash your hands. You don't have to wash your hands, and you don't have to do a broche, of course not a broche. Don't wash the hands. Why? I, Chazal, was goizer on the hands if you touch something tome in the middle of the meal. Says the Mishneh Brura in Biur Aloche, it's only in the time when they had trume. But when we eat chulin in our days, no. It's a gzeira then in their days. But today, we don't have to wash the hands. Comes the Chazanish, and says exactly the same, but he comes with a moiradike raya, beautiful raya. Engage the Chaye Odom, why do we not have to wash our hands, and say, of course, not say a broche. Says the Chazanish, all of us have cutleries in the house, we have spoons, forks, we come and eat a plate of soup, a nice piece of chicken with a fork, all this kelim is clay matches, is Tomei, Tumas Meis, all this kelim that we have in our house. Can you imagine? All today is all Tumas Meis. We all named Tumas Meis, all of us.
Why is kosher meat Tumas Meis?
Why?
Why, if it's kosher meat, why is it...
No, the meat is okay. The kelim is, we all named Tumas Meis today, we all of us. Ah. Don't worry, the meat you can continue eat. The yoichlo anovim veizbo. But when I touch, every time, says the Chazonish, every time I touch a keli, a fork or something, every time I touch a fork, I'll have to wash my hands, doesn't make sense. Says the Chazonish, al korchok, we have to say, like the Mishneh Brura says, that there was goizer then in these days. But, what is noigea for us, aloha lebaise? Do we have to wash the hands or not? Says the Mishneh Brura in the end, after he brings all the machlokes apoiskim, umikol mokoim, efshar de lechatchile nochoi lizoer boze shelo iliga beemtza seude. Please! Make sure in the middle of the meal, lechatchile, not to touch a megillah. Lechatchile, it's not kida. If you touched, you don't have to wash. You don't have to say a broche. Come to the Chaye Odom, was the svore even to say a broche. Says the Chaye Odom, because I didn't find in no poiskim, at least you have to wash the hands. The Mishneh Brura says we don't have to wash the hands, but lechatchile, someone who is in the middle of the meal, he shouldn't touch a megillah. Nafkemina Lemaisa will tell you, we're now going to eat Seudas Purim very soon. In 2 weeks' time, we come into Seudas Purim. In the middle of the meal, one of the family says, "Oi, I forgot to hear the Megillah." So someone sees them and says, "Oh, come, I'll do for you now. I'll read for you the Megillah." He takes the Megillah and starts to read. Does he have to wash the hands or not? All over the year, you sit in the meal, and suddenly the mezuzah falls down. Do you allow to touch it and now change the mezuzah in the middle of the meal? Says the Chofetz Chaim, be careful, don't touch it till you finish the meal. If you touched it, you don't have to wash your hands. Like this, is Masik Aloch Lemaise. But you shouldn't touch it. Wait till after the meal. So this Rov, who the Sofer came to him to check the Megillah, Aloch Lemaise, come to the Mishneh Berurah and the Chazanish, not like the Chayei Rodom, he doesn't have to wash the hands, and he doesn't have to, of course, say a broche, but, of course, lechatchila, we have to be careful. Someone who comes to you in the middle of the meal can be, someone asked a nice question. You do kiddush on a klaf. You do kiddush with a klaf. You read a klaf. Do you have to wash the hands after it or not? The yekes, we wash anyway before kiddush. We'll have to wash again. But someone who washes anyway after kiddush, so anyway he washes it. This one, aloha lemaise. No, this Chazal was Goizer. Chazal was Goizer. I will explain you after. This is because of the time. It's so short and it's so interesting. Shaila to bring up. A beautiful Shaila. Last week, we read Machzis HaShekel. We do Zeichel Machzis HaShekel, we know. Parshish Kolim. It's a big Machloikes Rishoinim, a very interesting Machloikes Rishoinim between the Ramban and the Rambam to the Chinuch. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Mishkolim writes, Kol Shono Veshono was a chiyuv to bring Machzis HaShekel to Beis HaMikdosh. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufay, it wasn't stam a Mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. Every year Mitzvah Sasei Min HaTeire of Machzis HaShekel. We do today Zecher LeMachzis HaShekel. Was a Maise with Rav Eliashiv once that someone said, Arei Ze Lashem Mitzvah Machzis HaShekel. Was a ganze shaila. It's a problem to say Lashem Mitzvah Machzis HaShekel, because if you makdish the money, it's a ganze shaila nowadays. So we have to say Zecher LeMachzis HaShekel. Anyway, says the big Machloikes, from what age do we give Machzis HaShekel? The Rambam in Perek Aleph Mishkolim Aloche Zayin and the Ramban in Parshish Kisiso says, from when you bar mitzvah, you start to give Machzis HaShekel. The Chinuch says, only miben esrim v'malo, from 20 and... What's the machlokes? What's going on here? Says the Chinuch, I have a posuk. Says in the posuk, miben esrim v'malo, kol yoytzei tzovo. What, the Rambam forgot the posuk? What's the answer? The Rambam says that the posuk miben esrim v'malo goes on the different trumah. Rashi says, was gimel adonim, gimel trumes, one for the trumas adonim. He says, for the trumas adonim, this goes miben esrim v'malo, but the mitzvah of machzis HaShekel was miben yud gimel. Now I will ask you a question. Till when we can give machzis HaShekel? Till what age? I would say, 60. Till 60, very good. I would say, it's tolu in the machlokes. And Rabbeinu Chaim Kanievsky Shlite says in Sefer Shekel HaKodesh that he's told in this Machloikes, come to the Chinuch who says that only from 20 years old. So, because it's like Yoytze Tzovo in the Pasuk says Yoytze Tzovo, so only till 60, like you say. But come to the Rambam and the Ramban who says Miben Gimel Shono, it's done, nothing to do with the Pasuk. It's like a normal mitzvah. Any mitzvah a person has to do from Ben Yud Gimel all his life. So we do from Ben Yud Gimel, from when he's bar mitzvah, all his life. A cotton can't do. What's with... It's a big shaila. If you have an answer for me in the doing the week, I don't want to stand on it because our time doesn't give us a lot. The Chizkuni here on the Parsha, in Parsha's Kisiso, and the Bach is a Moiredike Bach in Megillah after Zayin Amud Aleph. You have to see it. It's a little Toisves there with Agoyas HaBach. It's worth this Bach $1 million. I'm telling you, he makes a ganze cheshbon and comes out from this Bach, like the Chizkuni, that he says that the Machzis HaShekel was a mitzvah from when you're 20 till 70, till Gil 70. And it's a big question. How comes the age of 70? Mele from Ben Yud Gimel, from when you bar mitzvah all life. Yes, I know, like all the mitzvahs, like the Rambam says, or like the Chinuch says, from 20 till 60, like you says, because like you, it's over. But why, how come the number of 70? I don't know. Maybe I have an answer. We don't say it's a shaila. If you have an answer, adorabe. I just want to bring the bomb, because the time doesn't let us a lot. We can say yes so much. The bomb, the mamish, the moyer de kechidush of the Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, Noshim, a lady, didn't have a chelek in the korbones. The machzis ha-shekel was for the korbones. Musaf, tmidim. She didn't have a shutfus in the korbones. If she didn't have a shutfus in the korbones, she can't daven musaf and she can't daven shachris. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eiger, halacha lemaaseh, she can't daven musaf and shachris. So why is she daven shachris? The Gemara in Broches Daf Chof says that shachris is rachmei, is rachamim. Because it's rachamim, so even if it's mitzvah sashei shazman grome, she can daven. But musaf is zecher for the korbones. She wasn't a shutef with the korban. She didn't have a chelek. She can't daven musaf. Ad kedei kach, lefi ze comes out to the Rabbi Kiva Eiger, says that Amud Eyor b'Yisrael, a bocher bar mitzvah till the age of 20, he can't daven be a shliach tzibur of musaf. Because he didn't have a chelek of come to the chinuch. He didn't have a chelek in the machzis ha-shekel. He can't be a chazan till 20 years old. Toirot Mimo, did you hear once about the Toirot Mimo, a safe chumish? Toirot Mimo says, aloha lemaise. A bocher bar mitzvah and can be a shliach tzibur to moitzias in musaf. And not even by parsha shkolim. Yes, of course. The machzis ha-shekel was for the korbones. Tmidim and musafim, but musaf is zeicher le korbones. The noshim and the cotton and the noshim didn't have a chelek. If you don't have a chelek, you can't be daven. You're not chayev to daven. I will just finish with the story. We have 2 minutes. We cannot finish with the famous story that was now in New York to give us a chizuk. I would continue here another half an hour, but they gave me only half an hour. What should I do? I hope you understand my English. And thank you very much for giving me to speak here. Very nice of you. But I have to tell you a story. They said, yeah, if you 1 second after, it's already they will throw you out. So I'll tell you one story. Was now a big soifer. We know, like I told you, that the soifer, when they start the Megillus, they start with Megillus Esther because his no name. Was a soifer, was a young man who didn't have parnose. His father had rachmones on him. So he told him, start to write a Megillah, to be a soifer. He wrote it a Megillah. And Hashem Yerachem. He didn't have the chush to be Megillah. His Megillah came out like a little child start to write Aleph base. You know, one Aleph is here, one base here, one Gil. This was the Megillah's Esther. Every ois was not next to the other one. The father didn't know where to put himself. No one will buy for him the Megillah. What to do? So he went to the soichem, one of the soichem of the Megillahs, and he said, make me a favor. Take $300. Give it to my son. He should sing and take away this Megillah for me. We should sing that he wait a nice Megillah. So it was Mamesh Megillah, not kosher bechal, not nice. Every letter, every shura was different. The kitzer, this soicher put it in his pocket, in his bag, and he goes to New York last week. Comes to New York to a big gvir. His gvir told him, are you a big soicher in Megillahs? Make me a favor, maybe you have a nice Megillah for me? He takes out 15 types of Megillahs, stunning ksav, kosher, beautiful ksav. This Megillah of this guy, he didn't take out, he left it aside. He looks, this knot. Looks here, no. No, goes through all the 15. No. He says, maybe you have another one? He says, no, but I saw something in your bag, something like, nah, this nothing. Yeah, take it out. He takes it out and he sees it. This is what I want. For this I'm paying $2,500. And he paid him. Why? And I'm finished. He says, all the Megillahs, it's mamish exact on the line and nice, it must be, it went through a computer. Here, if it's one line here, must be a soifer wrote it. This shows us how much we not have to be worried in Parnose. If Hashem wants from the Megillah that you not dream you can sell, from there Hashem will bring you the Parnose. We are now, this is the old Megillah sister, Venafoichu. Homon already was called to the second Mishteh. Already they saw it finished. He's going to hang Mordechai. Venafoichu, Mishenichnas, Ador, Marbim, Besimchu.